We're in the middle of Reish Tes Zion. We're up to Sif Zion. So Sif Zion, we're discussing different the bracha to make on the different vegetation. So on this tiyul today, guy hands me something. Rabbi, smell this. It's amazing. So, whoa, what is it? Fennel. What's fennel? Where'd it come from? So he showed it's a few like he shows me like these very tiny leaves.
Yeah.
So first you want to know if it smells to make a bracha. It smells, but I don't know the bracha to make. Show me the bush, but it's very unclear. Like it looks like grass. The leaves he gave me look like grass. The bush itself kind of looked like grass, but I don't know what it means. Hard. It wasn't like a piece of grass that you could just bend. If you bend it, you're going to crack it in half. And it had some things coming out on the sides. And we didn't really do this biralacha, but there's a humongous biralacha here, Dibar Masla Atzei Besamim, which talks about like all the different requirements of Atzei and Isrei and ends up with a big balagan, a big machlokes. And again, you don't have the option of just saying Bori Pri Adama because it includes the eights. So you kind of left with Bori Minei Besamim, which is fine, which is the easiest thing to do. I didn't know what to do. Meanwhile, I went to look it up and it's not here. Then I went to my Hebrew English dictionary to look up how you say fennel in Hebrew. It's Shumar. It's also not here. Now, if it's... Yeah, it didn't look edible. I think they put it in maybe food for spice. Maybe it is edible. Mm. So then we have to look at the rules of Nosin Reachto Baperos for the summon. Lawyer there. Okay. Okay, Reish Tes Zion Zion. So these are different smelling vegetations. Simlak and Vechilfe Diyama Mavarech Bore Atze Besamim. Mishmir Sivkat and Lam Gimel. Afagav Dekalach Shalem Enu Kosha Kishal Eitz. What does hard mean? Hard is very relative. There's hard like a real tree trunk, there's mamish hard, and then there's soft, and then there's a lot in the middle. So here he's saying, even though the stem is not kosha like Eitz, Avilachi came into Motzi Alev Me'etze Kishal Eilonus Bechal Eitzu Umavarech Bore Atze Besamim. So according to that, I don't know. I'm still not sure about this fennel business. Okay, now what are these things? Simlak and chilfe. Simlak, Yeshin Farshim, rosemarin. Rosemarin. Yeshin Farshim, yasmin. This is the bottom line. Rosemarin, rosemary, atze besamim.
Jasmine.
Yasmin also, very atze besamim. Okay, so machlokas, which is which? Yesh mefarshim rosemarin, yesh mefarshim yasmin, yesh mefarshim shu asev, it's a type of grass, sheyesh shalosh shura she'al zulam al mitzvah, three rows of leaves on top of the other, sounds like a dasim. They're called shura shalosh alin. I don't know why that would be atzei besam, I guess because it has leaves coming out on the side and it's somewhat hard. V'chilfe diyama hu shibolet ner chekorin ishpik. Rosemarin, bira grachol. Okay, they argue which one is rosemary, this one or the other one. Fine. Mishmeres sifkat and lamed. Hey, who shibolet ner? Who mashikar biyameinu spigener? They don't have a thing here because they didn't tell us nowadays what we call it. Umale reach tov. Ubalabati nogim bezem kama zitin zelamayim shekohan nolim yideyam aduchen kdeshi al. Ideas are reach tov. They used to put in these besamim, give a nice smell to the water that they would use to wash the hands of the Kohanim. Which sounds very nice in theory. The problem is, Chutz La'aretz, Ashkenazim, only Duchen on Yantiv. So now you're taking something that smells, you're injecting a smell into water on Yantiv. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. The Ein Nachal Asas came down. Molid Recha B'Mayim B'Yantiv Da'asa. You're putting now here in Eretz Yisrael. You can say you didn't accept for Shabbos. Except for Yantiv. You're only Duchen on Yantiv in Chutz La'aretz. So they're Molid Recha into the Mayim and Yantiv, which is Asa. Now on the bottom, Shartin Oyz Lamed Aleph. He's Machalik between putting an oil that has in it something that smells into the water. So there, you're not really making the water smell. The water is mixed with oil, and the oil smells. That's different than taking the basamim mamish and putting it in the water, and now the water absorbs the smell of these basamim, and that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. It's molid recha b'mayim. You can't do that to water, you can't do it to clothing. We'll learn about it when we get to Hilchos Shabbos Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay, that is Sivzan. Sivcha, Sigli, Ve'en Vilush, Barei Isvei Basamim. Mishabur Sivkat Alam Avav, Hein, Min, Dudaim, and Nizke Bamikur. Those are the Dudaim that Reuven brought his mother, Rachel and Leah had a whole discussion about. I don't know, I always assumed they were the flowers. I don't know. I don't know, flowers have a stem. Well, it's not jasmine, because jasmine is Barei Atzi Basamim, and these are Barei Isvei Basamim. So this is a book that's called Zosa Bracha. He has Halach Hilchas Brachas. Then he has, it's in Hebrew, although he's actually, the author's American. Then he has a list of what brachas to make on different things. Avocado, avatiach, watermelon, nuts, right? Then he has for Brachas Areach. A short list here of whatever, 25 of them. That's why I went to look at this fennel stuff that we came across our teal today in the Golan, but it's not in the book. Okay. Sif test nargis v'chavetzelet v'yesh armishu liray im gadel bagina mavarach borei atzei besamim im gadel basadeh mavarach borei isvei besamim. So depending on where it grows, the bracha is going to change. Why would that be? Explains the Mishabura Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Again, it's very hard to get the rules, and we skip this humongous beralacha, but he turns all the rules upside down, and therefore it's best to familiarize ourselves with, you know, but it's chaval, because I was so embarrassed, like, I'm too giving shit rage to Zayin, and here's this smelly thing, and not only do I have the leaves, but he's showing me what plant it came from. I don't know. In Ishimash, when Ishimash and go on a trip, like Rav Gusman was when we were under the Shimush with Rav Chaim Ozer, but you know this famous story. Okay, right. Mishmas Sigad Lamazan. God the Begina. Hatan to Mechalkina Begina Lasade. Why should we differentiate? To you, who cares where it grows? That's for the following reason. Mishum, Dagoda Begina Ne'evad Umashkin or something. In the garden, they work it. They work the land and they water it and they take care of it, and therefore, avapisha eitzo mityabesh, the trunk does dry out. However, mitkayem hu l'shana haba, it lasts. Sounds like for me, it lasts 2 years. Sounds like 2 years is enough, right? That by food, that's the determining factor. Is the eitzo adama? Does the you pick the fruit and then the tree produces new fruit next year. If you pull out your tomato and your cucumber, it doesn't. You have to plant it again. It doesn't regrow. So that's adama. By smelling, it's not so posh. But so here he's saying, if it grows in the gina, you take care of it, it's going to last another year, and therefore it'll be atzei. About the davra misyabish keis of alachlo, but the one that grows in the field just dries out, and you don't get it again, and zo. So it's going to be isve because the it doesn't last at all. Okay, sifyud. Hayu lefanav ate besamim veisve besamim umine besamim. You have three different types of things that smell. One is a brach of ate besamim. One is isve. One is mine. So what do you do? So it's very similar to Hilchos Berachas Achila. You don't just say, oh, Borei Mineh B'Samim covers everything. I'll just make Borei Mineh B'Samim and smell all three. Right. I'll just make a shackle on the Coke, and that'll cover the cucumber, and that'll cover the apple. B'dievet, it will, if you had Kavana, but that's the wrong thing to do, because Chazal gave us specific brachos. That's supposed to be the last bracha you make, not the first bracha. And you're not supposed to have kavana to cover something, unless you have a suffix, whatever. You have a suffix about the hates, for whatever reason. So then you use that. But so each one should get their own specific bracha. Mishmer Sifkata Lamed Tes. It's out of order. Huh? This is weird. I have two Lamed Cheses and two Lamed Teses. You also have two Lamed Cheses and two Lamed Teses?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't notice that before. Okay. So the first lamed test. Mevarech al kol echad, rotsi lamed. Ein lo lifter atma bebracha kolal asachas. Dainu bebrechas bar mitzvah b'samim. Don't just say bar mitzvah b'samim and cover all three things. Ela dechatchila shochel bebracha kol echad b'tnei atma. Dechatchila each one gets his own bracha. V'yivarech betchila al atzei b'samim, v'isvei b'samim, v'achri yachri v'arech ha-shamin en borei minei b'samim kumot, dekar milon le'elam reishit alev gimel. Then you break the barrels. First you say ha'eitz, then you say hadama, then you say shahak. Assuming that your ha'eitz and hadama are even steven in terms of your preference. If you prefer the hadama over the ha'eitz, you said you make the hadama first. And there also, you don't have kavana to pata, you love pickles, you don't have kavana that the pickle, hadama on the pickle should cover the apple. That would be, if you did, it covers the apple, but that is inappropriate. Yes, that's what we learned in Reishit Aleph. This arvu kama minim yachad or shehim ba'aguda achas, if they're all mixed together, and you ki'ir shel riach mikamim b'fnei atzel, we've seen this before. So by berchas achila, generally you go basarov, have a fruit salad, right? It's adama you go after, it's mostly eitz, mostly adama. Here we don't do that. Here we just say borei minei b'samim. Miu mashav el-yirab, the tov liktami aguda eitz minim k'dei shuchel levarach al berchas haruya lechatchila. So it's, I guess because we don't have a whole concept of Iker and Tufel.
Even though you're really smelling it all together.
Right, so here you're saying it would be better by the food salad. We say don't pick out the Ha'eitz and the Hadam and make two separate brachos. That could be a bracha of a dar, bracha shein and tzricha. The Chai Adam holds to do that. We don't hold the Chai Adam. Mishmur says if you want to Yechosh the Chai Adam, he still says not to do that. He just says to mush up one of them so that you could just make the minority ingredient mush up, and then you could just make the bracha on the majority, and now they're not recognizable anymore, and it's smoother. Okay, but over here he's saying, sounds like he's saying to pick off from each one and make the proper bracha. Hagah notes says Ramah, the Mishmah in Sif Yud. Hagah, if you said a Barmin Besamim Yotze. So that's what we said. Ha'eitz before Adama, unless you like the Adama better. Let's see. Mishabur Sivkat and Lama Tess, the second one. Hainu. Kishikivim behed yiloti kalaminim. Bilav achilav. So if you have kavana, when you say barmine besamim to cover the other two, it will cover it. Otherwise, it won't. Ukumol in brechas peres, just like we said brechas peres. Kishiyesh tefan davish brechas al priya eitz, priya dama, and shahako, any yiloti besam brechas shahako la lakal. Like we learned in Simon Reish Vav. Period. An eighth comes from the Adama, where we discussed this 100 times. So therefore, a Bori Pi Adama includes an eighth. But Isvei, Esev is a grass. Eighth is a tree. A grass is not a tree, and a tree is not a grass. They're two separate things, which makes Birchas Areach more complicated. If you have a suffix, something like it's a dhamma, you make a, I don't mean you don't know, but let's say there's a halachic suffix. If you don't know, you should open up a book, and you may call a rabbi, and you get the brachas app I was introduced to on this 2-day HTU. So you figure out what the bracha is. But you have something that's a halachic suffix between eitz and adama, so we go with adama, because the yotze according to everybody. That's not the case by eitz and by isvei and atzei, you can go with borei minei b'samim, because unless we have a clear psak. Okay, so that line again, we've discussed it many times. It's very significant. Mishmar Sif Katan Mem Ayn La Reishit Aleph Retzulama. The Shem Isa Pluk the Kain Sif Gimel. Right, that's what we saw by Brechas Achila. Liyam Priya Eitz Priya Dama. Im Tzach Lahakdim Priya Eitz V'Hachinami B'Inyanenu V'Da. The Shem Iskimu Acharam Demashu Chavil Otamid Yotze Tzach Lagdimu. I'm a pickle guy. I like pickles. So the Hadama is gonna come before the Eitz. Ach Im Shneim Chavivin Etzlo B'Shave. But if they're both even Steven, I'm a pickle guy, an apple guy. What do you like better? The same. So nachon yotir lakdim apriya eitz. That was the bahag we learned over there. Vuad din hacha im chavin etzol shneim b'shav nachon yotir lakdim ha'atze b'samim shi bracha mevureret u'protis b'yoser v'yachar yibarach isve b'samim. That line I don't understand. Because hadama is kolel a lot of things. It includes a lot of things. Hold on. Hadama, anything that comes from the ground is included in a bor priya adama. But that's the whole point. Over here, you're not making a hadama, you're making an isvei. Why is ha'eitz more specific bracha than an esev? Esev is a grass, and eitz is a tree. Why is what, to me, I'm not a botanist, not, But they're, it's not Adama includes anything that comes out of the ground. So that's a very general bracha. But here you're dealing with a bari atzei and bari isvei. I would say that they are the same in terms of being specific to cover what they're meant to cover. They're not these general brachos. It's not a hadama. So I don't know why that's the case. Unless it's just more grass in the world than trees. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that. Right there. Yud Aleph. He will find him hadas v'shemen lariach behem. He has in front of him to smell hadas, which is atzei v'samim, and shemen, oil. In bichosei and shavos, if the bracha is the same, so why is the bracha the same? Because oil depends what kind of oil it is. There's shemen afar simon has a special bracha. Shemen zayit we learned, I think we said was borei atzei b'samim, and then you just have, let's say, shemen zayit that doesn't have its own strong smell, but you put in it jasmine and whatever, you put in it atzei b'samim. So then the bracha on that oil is going to be atzei b'samim. And then if you are misanen it, we said, then it becomes a different ballgame, right? If you filter? Yeah. Strain, whatever. If you strain it and you take out all the b'samim, you're left with just the pure oil, so then we had all discussion in Sivav. Does it lose its bracha altogether because it's not a real smell, or it changes the bracha to Shemen Arev? That's a whole balagan. And Mr. Shulchan Aruch says, therefore it's proper not to smell oil that was spiced up and then the spices were removed. Because it's a big suffix bracha. Let me discuss how you can get out of the suffix bracha by making other b'samim dika brachas. Fine. So here, you have hadasim, and you have, let's say, shemen, if it's the same bracha, because in the shemen is mixed in atzei v'samim, mevarech ala hadas support the shemen. So which one do you make the bracha on, right? I have a grape and an apple. So we make the bracha on the grape, we possibly make the bracha on the grape, because shiva saminim comes first. Right, we had a whole set of rules. So here, the hadas is going to come before the shemen. Why is that? Mishabrusiv got the mem gimel. Hatam the hadas who goof ha'et nikra b'samim. Because the hadas itself is the b'samim. The shemen and the oil that you're making the bracha, in a rech me'atzma. The oil that you're smelling, the smell's not coming from the oil itself, el kotu me'acher. The oil absorbed the smell of the atzei b'samim that are drowned inside. Hilkach hadas chashivas tvei, and therefore hadas has a chashivas over the shemen. Lachim mevarach alav upor the shemen mevarachaso. So the bracha is going to be made on the hadas, and it will cover the oil whose bracha is also atzei b'samim. Ukishim mevarach alav. This is a din. You're supposed to hold whatever you make a bracha, and you hold in your, if you're righty, in your right hand. If you're lefty, in your left hand. I mean, this comes up very noticeably by havdalah. If you follow what the way the posting say to make havdalah. You start, whatever you're making the bracha on is in the right hand, and the other thing is in the left hand. So it says, the bracha you're making on the hadas, so that's in your right hand, if you're writing, and the shem is in the left hand. What if it's a different bracha? So the hadas takes precedence either way. Either the bracha is going to be on the hadas, and through the hadas is going to go spread to the other, the shemen, or I make the atzei b'samim first, and then I'll make the other bracha. Mishmar sifkat mem hey, mevarech al hadas tchila. So he's telling us that the shemen absorbed the reyach from a different source, but that's not the case by shemen afar simon. That's a very chashuv eretz tzadika oil that has its own special bracha, bori shemen arev. He mentions the shemen in the bracha itself. But the shemen is not natural. I mean, natural. The shemen, you had to do something to get to the shemen. A hadas is created as is, and therefore it is considered more chashiv in this regard. That's interesting. It's not going to patter, but it's like which one's chashiv to make the bracha first. We don't seem to say that by brachas achila, because bari priya gafen, which is not, you had to crush the grapes to create the wine, and that's more chashiv than ha'etz adama and shahako. And the five grains, you know, koisis is achita, is going to be adama. It's only when you dafka grind it, turn it into a flour, and then bake it, becomes mezonos, becomes amotzi. It's dafka through yada adam that the bracha becomes more chashiv, more important, and takes priority. Okay, obviously, I don't know later.
The geffen and the ikar is what's made from it over there.
But there you're just taking out what's already there. Here you're adding something foreign.
Well, you're not. We're talking about this shemen afar simon. It's a special shemen from this afar simon.
No, the chashivas of geffen is dafka liyayin. Chashivas of chita is
okay, I know. What's the chashivas of afar simon?
Chashivas of hadas is a hadas. Chashivas of afar simon is what it is.
I don't know what afar simon is. The point is, not our parsimons. Okay, I don't know. The Chazal gave a special bracha just for this shemen. Sounds like this shemen, it might be more. I'm saying maybe the shemen is more chashiv than. Yes, the wine is more chashiv than the grape. So I want to say the shemen, maybe I'm wrong, maybe you're right. That would be the answer to my kasha. The shemen is not as chashiv as the fruit itself, and that would answer the kasha. Therefore, that das bracha comes first. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Yud Beis Mavarchin ala Mugmar. What's Mugmar? Perish. You put spices on a fire and burns it, and it gives off a nice smell in the room. That was their air freshener in the olden days. So, if you're using it as an air freshener, we're going to learn that you don't make a bracha, because you don't make a bracha on something that's there to remove a bad smell. So when do you make the bracha on this mugmar? Mishayala kito ashana kodim shegia lo areach. So as the smoke is going up before it hits your nose, you make the bracha, because we make brachas before we're nana. Avaleva kodim shayala kito ashana. But don't make the bracha right away, because then you'll have to wait a long time for the smoke to go up and fill the room and to be able to smell it. So we have you want to make the bracha as close to the hana as possible. You don't want to make the bracha after the hana, because you're supposed to make the bracha before the hana. You don't want it to be what we call lifnei de lifnei. You don't make the bracha on the tefillin while it's sitting in the bag, because they're going to take it out. You have it ready, make the bracha, then you tighten it. So it's the same thing over here. Just, I know when I'm tightening my tefillin. I don't know when the smoke is going to hit my nose. Keeps using that phrase. I always understood that phrase was reserved for Berachas HaMitzvos, but this is the second or third time he's using that phrase by Berachas HaNenim. The bracha comes before, and he uses the same phrase over Las Yasin. So b'diavad, if it already smells, so if he didn't make the bracha yet, so he makes the bracha then. Which is preferable, to make the bracha before he has the hana. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll finish tomorrow, and we got to do this via halacha here.